USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican governor who's been very critical of the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic has secured a 500,000 test kits from South Korea. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, with the help of his wife, First Lady Yumi Hogan, a Korean immigrant.
We convened countless calls nearly every night. Sometimes it seemed like all night, working through language barriers and a 13-hour time difference.
At last evening's coronavirus update at the White House, President Trump was clearly unimpressed.
He needed to go to South Korea. I think he needed to get a little knowledge would have been helpful.
Some governors are already working to roll back coronavirus restrictions. The states of Georgia, Florida, Minnesota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin will be easing those restrictions effective the 1st of May. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Average gasoline prices nationwide falling again, over 4 cents a gallon over the last week. The national average only $1.79 a gallon. Here's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, at national average, it's $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Price is now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is looking to stock up amid plunging oil prices. President Trump saying yesterday at the White House that the country is filling up the national petroleum reserves. He said they could fill the reserves by putting in as many as 75 million barrels as oil prices continue to crater as the coronavirus pandemic drives down demand. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump is temporarily halting immigration into the U.S. amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The president saying on Twitter that his executive order will protect American jobs. The president previously suspended travel from China and Europe. More than 42,000 people have now died in the U.S. from the respiratory illness. It looks like airlines will be keeping employees during the coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Department says agreements have now been reached between passenger air carriers and the Trump administration, agreements that will go through the payroll support program to keep paying workers during the crisis. That includes Allegiant, American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United Airlines. South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored, with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. You can always find us online. We're at USAradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.